Over the past month, food pantries say they've seen an increase in need not seen since the height of the COVID pandemic. One group of women decided to step up. They created a mutual aid organization to connect people experiencing food insecurity with people wanting to help. WUWM's Jimmy Gutierrez brings us the story of MKE Grocery Buddy and the current food needs around Milwaukee.
A week before this past Thanksgiving, four women jumped on a video call.
It's been a crazy 3 weeks, and I know we've all had like a lot of our own stuff going on and working and doing grocery buddies. Yeah, I'm super proud of us.
They all saw a social media post by their mutual friend, Meg Sargent. Katie Goodwin, one of those friends, has been a friend with Meg since high school.
And so she posted about how, you know, she was building a list of people who might be experiencing food insecurity around the SNAP lapse, and then another list of people of potential buddies who would consider sponsoring these families and directly connecting them.
Katie says this is how MKE Grocery Buddy started. The goal of the group is simple: feed people. How it works is pretty straightforward. You can sign up either as a grocery buddy, someone in need of help, or to support a grocery buddy.
Our two ways of connecting our neighbors are either through direct financial gift, if you will, or purchasing and dropping off groceries. Some actually have gone to the grocery store together, which we love.
As of mid-November before Thanksgiving, the group had already matched 72 pairs of people, 144 people total. Single parents, working multiple jobs, people with disabilities. These are just some of the people they see. Katie's also learned a lot about how restrictive SNAP benefits are, too.
It's only fruits, vegetables, meats. You can't even get like a rotisserie chicken or cleaning products or paper towels.
She says she's lived an incredibly privileged life, attending some of the best private schools money can buy. But things changed for her and her family her senior year in college. That's when her dad lost his job.
He had a medical emergency. His whole life, he'd been a healthcare CEO. He had worked at all of these, you know, expensive hospitals, big paychecks. And suddenly after this medical event, the only job he could sustain with his physical disability was at a grocery store.
But what happened next was that the family received a ton of help. People stepped up, making sure they had what they needed. And that experience left a mark on Katie.
All of us, every single one of us, are so much closer to being in a situation where we need and support than any of us are ever to being a billionaire.
The passion, creativity, and ingenuity that came from all parts of the city, the county, and the state to figure out how to come together and feed your actual neighbors was incredible.
This is Matt Steenstra from Feeding America. He remembers hearing about Grocery Buddy and the panic around people losing their benefits and ability to feed themselves and their families.
Milwaukee County stepped up big time, making unprecedented investments with $150,000 investment into food security. But I think what's important for everyone to realize is that families are still struggling a lot.
Matt says this isn't a coincidence. After the pandemic, the federal government started to unwind a lot of nutritional programs that were in place. In Wisconsin, that meant a reduction of $1.3 billion in food and food benefits. And that's all coming at the same time that the price of groceries continued to rise. Back in Bayview, Katie Goodwin and the other women finish up their video call. Katie, like the other women in the group, also has a grocery buddy of her own.
So when I emailed them and said, hey, I'm happy to give you $40 a week, they responded and they were like, you know what? Like, I only need 40 for the month. And then like, we can figure it out, you know, if SNAP comes back. Like, it was just very, you know, you're told this narrative of, oh, take. This person simply was brave enough to ask for help and then was like, no, I will figure this out. The next day, I received an email that included a receipt for everything that the individual had bought.
Katie says that they didn't need to do that. How you spend your money on the things you need is your business. She's just in the position to be able to help. And she says, who knows what the future will hold. Maybe one day she'll be the one needing help.
That was WUWM's Jimmy Gutierrez. He spoke with MKE Grocery Buddies Katie Goodwin, Matt Steenstra from Feeding America, and Valerie McMillan, Executive Director at Nourish MKE Food Pantry.